Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. This program is live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And guess what? You can call in during this time that we are on the air, like from right now up until the hour of 5 p.m., okay, by calling this number, 740-383-9944. You can also download free app on your telephone where you can take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. That free app is called TuneIn. And when you download TuneIn, please search WWGH. I followed the show election night on the app and all everything that they were saying. And they were watching TV, getting all the download of what was going on as far as the election was concerned. It's crystal clear. So, you know, you'll be doing yourself a favor by downloading that app. Now, don't forget, you can do that on any electronic device, okay? Now, I have my guest with me today, Dana Booker. She has visited me once before, but this is her second time. So we're going to see what Dana has been up to since she was here last. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me back again.
Amen.
Excuse my voice. I did a lot of screaming and hollering Saturday for various reasons. And my voice has been going in and out, but I will give you what I have today.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. Let's try it again. So what you been doing since you was here last?
Well, we got a new president.
So. Yes. Yes.
We have a new president. Yes, I'm excited about that. I found out, I got a text from one of my coworkers in Columbus, mm-hmm. and she was like, we have a new president, and I have finally turned the TV off. I have been watching the TV so faithfully, I was
right.
like, I need to turn away, because I work the polls.
Oh,
I've been a poll worker for like 3 years now,
right.
and so you don't know what's going on.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't get a chance to see everything during the day like everybody else.
Right.
So when I got home, I got ready for bed, and I turned the TV on to the station that I like to watch the political news on.
Okay.
And I watched and watched and watched, finally went to sleep. So that was Tuesday. So me, like everyone else, had to wait for those votes to be accurately counted.
Right, right.
And I finally turned the TV off Saturday morning. I was just turned
it Saturday
off.
Saturday morning, yeah.
And I laid down, and I heard my phone go ding. I was like, I'm not even going to look at it. I need to lay down. And suddenly it said ding. I looked at it, and it was a text, and it said, we have a new president. I said, I need to verify it first. You know, you can't believe everything
right,
you see.
Right, right, right.
So I turned the TV back on, and I checked two stations. Mm-hmm. I was like, verifiable stations
right,
on
right.
TV. I was like, this is real. I said, wait, this is real.
Yeah.
I
took
Linda. I shouted. When I was shouting, I was crying, and I was relieved. Not that I did not respect our current president.
Right, right. I got
not
you.
Not that. But just the atmosphere that the whole country is in.
It is a different atmosphere. It is.
It was heavy.
Yes.
It was just heavy and divided.
Yes.
And so, you know, anything, I just wanted something new. And so looking forward to Biden and Kamala taking on the new regime of, you know, helping mold this country and building us back up.
In our diversities, yes.
Yes, and that to me, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. So I can't even imagine, like, how my mom, how she sees this.
Right,
it's
true.
Even more phenomenal than how I see it.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Even for me, it's like, mm-hmm. wow, a woman, vice president,
yes.
African-American, and not only that, she's part Indian.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, her dad is Jamaican. I said, was that black?
Right.
But they say,
just
yeah.
the diversity.
Yes, the diversity.
And to me, it don't have to be black and it don't have
no,
to be
No, it don't
be
have
white.
To be, but it
I,
is what I'm saying.
I just need inclusion.
Yeah.
We
Amen.
All need to be included. So we never get back to where we were.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all yeah. So we never get back.
That was a strain. Very, yeah. very strenuous time. And mm-hmm. like you said, not that we had any disrespect.
No.
But, you know, no. always wishing him the best. I did. I wished him the best. I was hoping that he could go back and fix some things that he needed to fix, especially the mouth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that didn't happen, so.
Yeah. I guess. I respected him as a president. He yes. did some things that I didn't always agree with.
Well, I think that's how all
to,
of them.
It's time to move on.
Oh, yeah. definitely. Yeah. Those people danced in the street. They danced. Jubilee.
Yeah.
they danced yeah. and danced. I mean, all night they danced.
I almost felt like this. I really wanted to text Biden and be like, my name is Dana. I'm from Marion, Ohio. Is there anything I can help you do?
I know, that's right.
I should have done it. Is there something I can help you do? Right. What do you need me to do for you? What right. can I do to help? You right. know, that's really how I feel.
You should.
Yeah.
You never know where a text may land you. See, we take small things. We think this small thing and take it for granted. Mm-hmm. But you don't know where that might land you. You don't know where that might take you.
All right.
We don't know.
All right.
It's not in our hands, is it?
Yeah. No. no. But you got me wondering. I might yeah, have to text somebody over in his administration.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You know, and I think about sometimes when you have, when they have people, they have those... the address of the union, you know, the yeah. president come and get, and all those people that are in the audience, they're not all a part of the Congress or the Senate or, you know, mm-hmm. the White House, but people get into places, you'd be surprised. Well, yeah. How'd they get that position? How'd they get that job?
Yeah. Yeah.
They just come off the street and say, well, mm-hmm. maybe like you said, mm-hmm. what can I do to help you go yeah. forward? Yeah. I like that. How yeah. can I help you to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's about, yeah. our country moving forward.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's a very exciting time and a prayerful time also. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are disenfranchised and they feel like they've been cheated. But I had Tim Combs on earlier this mm-hmm. morning. He's a political historian.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, everything's been done the same over all these years. Nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that so many people voted by mail.
Yeah.
And the COVID, yeah, and the COVID was a big it was a big reason why a lot of people went provisional. They didn't want to be, they weren't comfortable being around a lot of people,
right?
So they took the easy way out and just voted by mail,
mm-hmm.
and they had to be counted. And it wasn't the same as going up to your booth and digitally putting your selections in. It was different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Since you worked the polls,
yeah.
where did you have to go through to count those votes?
I don't count.
You don't count?
No. I'm a poll worker manager.
Okay.
So, like, I oversee, my site was DaySpring.
Okay.
So, I make sure all the poll workers have all their information and poll pads and all of that set up. And then the polling booth, they have to set all of those up. So, I make sure everything is all set up. Now, I used to do the, be the poll worker, like, at the table. Take the ID.
Right.
So when a person comes in, we direct them to a table.
Right.
They have to physically hand them their, well, they physically put their ID in this acrylic tray.
Okay.
And the iPad will take a picture of the barcode on the back of it. And the barcode will populate the information on the screen of the iPad. And then they will verify with the voter, what's your address? Can you verify your name? You know, so that they know that that's the accurate person.
Wow.
And then they go ahead, give them a slip, mm-hmm. and then we have runners. And, you know, the runners are due to the new machines, and also, you know, we want to direct people to, a safe distance place to vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the runner goes over, tells them, you know, you have to put your barcode in the machine, and then once they do that, the runner takes that piece of paper back to the table, they cross it off, and it can't be used anymore. And then the person votes.
Okay.
Once the person voted, the ballot comes out. I love that part. The ballot.
Right.
The ballot. And it was hard paper too, you know. So then they take the ballot and they cast it. They cast it. Where before, with the old machines, mm-hmm. everything was computed on the machine, as each individual machine itself.
Okay.
Which was time consuming to shut everything down, because we had to print those reports out.
Right, right.
And then there was a computer chip in the back of the machine, mm-hmm. that was what actually went to the Board of Elections, and that's how they would count.
Okay.
But if something were to happen, they had the paper for the backup.
Right, right.
So it's not like that anymore. So okay, much easier okay. now. So the ballot box that they cast it in, it looks like a big, it's not receptacle would be a good word.
Okay.
It's a receptacle, but this computer machine sits on top of it. And then there's a slot for you. You slide your ballot in, mm-hmm. and you know your ballot has been cast if the light turns green. Right. It's been read correctly. If it turns red, it spits it back out.
Okay.
And with anything, sometimes they had to put it in a couple times until it was red.
Right.
And so where the receptacle was, there was also a computer that was tallying all of
the votes. Wow.
And so that actually is where the votes come from. That's what they use to pull the votes out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
so
does
we didn't
sound
have
interesting.
To, it's a lot easier system wise.
Okay.
With the new equipment, it's a lot easier.
All right. So I didn't know what you did as far as the election process was concerned.
Girl,
look,
you're here. Civic duty.
I'm you were here of, right yeah. after Tim called. I mean, I couldn't have set this up if I had tried.
Tell you what, so let me, can I say
go
something
ahead,
really
yeah.
quick? So my voting location is Day Spring.
Okay,
so there's other ones like the Coliseum, mm-hmm. is one. You know, there's other ones in the community.
Right.
However, Day Spring, the church over there on 95, mm-hmm. okay, they have cookies all day long.
Really?
Before the polls even open up, they have cookies for the poll workers.
Okay.
And they would have cookies for everybody that came in and voted. I kid you. They had thousands of cookies. It never ran dry. Everybody got a sticker and a cookie. But because of COVID, mm-hmm. and we had to do things differently
right.
this year.
Right.
Because, you know, the cookies were laid out. And they had two little cookie attendants. And they make sure you got just the cookie you wanted.
Right, right.
Well, we couldn't do that this year. So there were no cookies this year.
Oh, no.
And about 3 o'clock, I was like, I need me a sugar cookie right now. But anyway, that's one of the things I like working about that site is, I don't know who that committee is or
right.
who's committed to that. I don't know if it's from the church, mm-hmm. or I don't know. I think it comes from the committee in their church.
Good.
But honey, they was faithful about them cookies. We ain't getting no cookies this election, but we got us a new president.
Yes, we did. Out of all that, we definitely got
we
a new
got
president.
Us a new president.
Yes, mm-hmm. praise God. It feels better. The atmosphere does.
It does. It does. We just need to continue to work together. And if we have issues, we need to work on resolving those issues.
Yes, absolutely.
Instead of tit for tat.
And let us evolve.
Yes.
Mind-wise, let us evolve.
Yes.
I do want to ask you this question because
yes, ma'am.
There's so many questions about, is it easy to cheat?
I don't see how
casting
it is.
Your ballot?
I don't see how it is. They are very particular about when you cast your vote mm-hmm. at a precinct, okay, you have your ID
right.
or a form of accredited ID. And
right.
they have... what do you call those displays, posters
okay.
of the correct ID and what they will take and what they won't take.
Okay.
So you know going in, you're gonna need that piece of ID. However, if you do not have it, you can vote, but you vote provisional.
Right.
Because provisional means we want you to vote, and you're gonna vote on a machine.
Right.
You're gonna vote, but your casted vote, it goes in an envelope. It does not go in the ballot box. Like when you cast your vote in that receptacle,
right?
The provisional votes don't go in that. They go in a specific envelope, and there's a table, provisional mm-hmm. table. So what happens with the provisional votes is Some they have to verify address. Some they have to verify do they live in the state? Do they live in this district? Certain things like that.
Okay.
And so when you heard on the news that they had some odd amount of provisional votes
that were not even counted yet. Yeah, and that was like, yeah. Even a Saturday, they were still doing that.
If they need to count them, they can, if they have to. But once they start tallying those numbers, mm-hmm. and, you know, the one candidate's numbers are greater than the other, mm-hmm. and then they take, well, dang, we only have this many more to count.
Right.
Even if we counted all of these, and it was in the candidate that was not winning's favor, he still wouldn't win. So they kind of look at the numbers and kind of justify it that way.
Okay.
They can also do, you know, when they were saying it might take a couple weeks.
Right.
Well, that was if they had to go in and do the research. Like, where does this person live?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they have to do that.
That was lengthy, very long process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the way I see it, we had people coming in that hadn't voted in 20 years or had never voted.
Whoa.
And I was like, well, come on, we got you.
Right.
You're going to vote. You're going to vote provisional. Mm-hmm. But you're going to cast your vote. You're going to vote on this machine just like everybody else.
Right.
And we are going, once you've casted your ballot, we're going to take that ballot and we're going to put it in a provisional envelope.
Right.
Thank you for your vote.
Good, mm-hmm. good.
So the way it's set up now, mm-hmm. is even if you provisional, you still going to go to that machine, that ballot going to come up.
Wow.
And yes, it means something.
Yes, it does mean something. It means something. Your voice means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It means a lot. My baby girl used to work for Debo, going around putting all those machines in years ago. Yeah. They had her all over the United States.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's something to be a part of.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's something to be a part of. And Marion, they showed out. I mean, we, as a community, we increased our numbers of people that voted.
Well,
and
good.
I think that's awesome. Good. These young people.
Really?
These young people was voting. They was voting. Well, we
I
go as a
clap
family.
For them, yes.
We go, I'll tell everybody, what day are we going?
Right.
Because I can't vote at Day Spring. It's not mm-hmm. my area.
Right.
And
right.
you're not allowed to leave.
Once
you go to your polling place to work,
right.
you cannot leave the premises.
Okay.
And so that's not my area, so I wouldn't be able to vote there if I didn't vote early.
Okay.
So that's one of the benefits of being able to vote early. And our community let us vote early for a month. So that was awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It was awesome experience.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm glad that a lot of people got off their tough and went on and voted and broke records.
Yeah, we broke some records. We did. We broke some records. And
all across this land, records were broken.
And I'll tell you, you know, the we had Native Americans that voted. You know, everybody put us to where we needed to be, and that is what's so democratic about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Democratic process.
Yeah.
In action.
Uh-huh.
Live and in living color, right?
Living color. We saw it. It was all over the place.
Yes,
I was like, well, I'm wearing my blue today. It's my work uniform. But
I like that. That's cute.
It's comfortable,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It looks like it. I like that.
It is.
Well, they've come up in the dress as far as... Now, what's your position?
Yes. Well, I work for Heartland Hospice.
Okay.
Hospice. I don't work at the rehab, although we're under the same company, but I work for hospice.
Okay.
And I recruit people in the communities to be friendly visitors for our hospice patients.
Okay.
And then I train them and I take them to the facility and give them patients to visit on their own time.
Okay.
So today... Since March, today was the first day that I was able to take a volunteer that I recently trained mm-hmm. to a facility here in Marion that has opened up for us to come in.
Okay.
Now, we have the restrictions. We have to have a COVID test every week.
Well, do you? Okay.
To enter that facility, but I have to have a COVID test every week with my job.
Okay.
And we have to have protective equipment on, so we have to have on a mask. And because I wear glasses, I don't have to have the shield on, But if you don't wear glasses, you have to have goggles on or that head thing.
Yes.
I don't know the name of it. Or you have to have that on. I tell you, I just thank God today because, like I said, it's been since March that I've been able to sit down and train somebody with right. a patient
right.
that welcomed us in her room. She Aww. Welcomed us. She lit up. She Aww. Was... and it was like, thank you, Lord. I needed this.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, so that was today. So it's been a lot of good things going on today.
Good. It's a beautiful day. Wow. Like we were talking earlier, 80 degrees. Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
grass growing need to be cut again. I'm thinking, dog.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of changes we're going through. But like you said, since March, and we're thinking everyone was focused on COVID. And time was steady moving, and here we are. The year's almost gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard for me to believe that we're almost in the middle of November.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this year was uncommon and unusual.
Yes.
But we're almost through it.
Yes.
And the closer even more to get a vaccination. It's going to take some time.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And who all going to take it?
If it is done correctly, yeah, I'm taking it.
You're taking it?
It has to be, because I work in the medical field. Oh,
you might have to.
And I know that you cannot make a virus in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It takes, it's a process
right.
to develop. Even scientifically, there is a process to develop a proper vaccine. And so if this hit in January, and they've been working on it since then, the scientists, it's going to take at least 18 months. Mm. So you're looking at 12 months. We're in December.
Yes.
So you're looking at the middle of next year.
2021,
which this year went by so fast for us.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be right, you know.
It's here. Might as well say it's here.
And so once there is, and with this new administration coming in,
he's already got his task force together, I heard today.
He ain't playing around, girl. I call him JoJo. I mean, come on, JoJo.
Some moving JoJo, right?
JoJo, I need to quit doing that. He's President JoJo.
Yeah. He's doing this thing, though. He's ready for this.
Yes.
It's something like he earned. All those years he's been.
He never
stopped. This was his third time running for president.
Up.
Yeah.
He never gave up.
For running for president. Third time. Mm-hmm. So he kind of earned it.
Yeah. You know, and he's just such an inspiration to others.
Yes, he is.
He is. The one little kid that had the stuttering issue when he took time out mm-hmm. to spend time with that kid and encourage him. That was a young boy.
Wow.
That he encouraged. But yeah, he put his time in, mm-hmm. and we got to see the progress.
Right.
And for him to pick Kamala, he could have picked anybody. But I said, you know what I said when he picked Kamala? I said, well, Obama picked him.
There you go.
I said, you pick who you know gonna have your back.
I think it's all ordained.
Works. Yeah, who's a hard mm-hmm. worker, mm-hmm. not somebody that you know is on this political platform, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who has walked the pavement, understand the people, understand
True.
Communities.
True.
And you want somebody that knows how to go in there and make change.
Oh, yeah. And know how to act.
Yes.
Know how to speak.
Yes.
All that matters. Yes. You know, your persona, it matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how people perceive you. Like, whoa, not going in, firing everybody and throwing everybody out the house.
Did he fire somebody today?
I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody has to do with armed forces or military or.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't had time.
I got to study it when I get home because I said, why would you fire the head of the military when you're getting ready to go out? What you got up your sleeve?
Oh,
because
wow.
to me, this is my view.
Okay.
When I pick a president, when I vote for a president, my primary concern is the safety of our country.
Absolutely.
That's my primary concern.
Yes.
And then comes, you know, states and communities mm-hmm. and where we fall, and are people being taken care right. of properly? Are we being treated fairly? Are jobs out there and those type of things and mm-hmm. taxes and stuff like that? But my primary reason for when I pick a president has to do with the safety of our country. Has to do with war.
Should be number one.
That's my primary. So because of that, I was like, did I just see he fired up? Now he replaced him. But I was like, I got to investigate and find out what he's trying to do. Because why would you
get now, ready to why would leave. You do it now? Right.
He
right.
still firing people. Let's say that. What time is it?
Oh, yes, right. She has to leave early. So you want to do another 5 minutes or are you just ready? You want to leave now?
Oh, I'll give you 5 minutes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, she's going to give us 5 more minutes.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying this. I did not know what your profession was.
Oh, yes.
Or your part-time profession, working at the polls and things like this is so timely.
It is. And the Peace and Freedom Committee.
Yes. Yes, that too.
That's what we're meeting about on our Zoom call today. We are really, really trying to... we won't be able to have the breakfast.
Really? You already know that in January, right?
Yeah, because we can only get 150 people in the palace and in the May Pavilion.
Whoa.
That's the number. Last year, we were at like 300.
Had to be. I was going to guess that myself, at least three.
Yeah. And so... I could not, and we talked about it. We were going to do it there. Everything was all set.
Right.
I said, there is no way we can pull this program off safely to protect everybody.
Right.
Even with hand
mask on. Yeah.
Because leading up to that, there's a lot of things that we do leading up to it. The kids' speeches, the poetry, the contest, all of those things
right.
leading up to it. So... we decided not to have the breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the midst of...
the Martin Luther King breakfast, those of you who don't know.
Hear me out. The breakfast. The breakfast, where everybody come eat.
Right.
And then we have the program.
Mm-hmm.
We are still working on what a program would look like in a webinar fashion.
Oh, okay.
So it will still be live. We're working that out. So I'll keep you posted on that. You might have to me come back when we get all the details hashed out. I'll let you
definitely.
Know.
Definitely.
But pray for us because we really want the kids to be able to shine their light.
Oh, yes.
You know, and give us some great, phenomenal speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And it would even, if we're able to do it this way, do it on a webinar, mm-hmm. there's no telling who... how far it'll leave outside of Marion, you know.
Right, right.
So we still want to do that. And we have something up our sleeve to replace what... you won't have a breakfast, but we have something up our sleeve for people that support us, the community and mm-hmm. the businesses that support us.
Right.
So I'll keep you posted on that. I can't give you everything.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So,
I've been waiting to hear.
So we have to do things differently. Some things we have to cancel, and I get that. But some things we have to push
trying
forward.
To hold on to something, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because it kind of keeps our sanity, you know. So.
And our purpose in view.
Yeah, yeah.
Our purpose in view, you know. Because mm-hmm. we don't want to lose sight of something that is so important.
Right.
You know, like you say, even for the kids, we don't want for them to lose hope and lose mm-hmm. sight.
And so many of the community support that program.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to guess, at least 300 to 400 people, because they're there faithfully every year, and it has grown over
every
the years.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not the only ones that had to cancel
I'm sure.
Big events or community events in
Look
our community.
Look at the Marion Popcorn Festival. That had
yes.
to be canceled.
Yeah, our fair.
Yes.
You know, Marion was not what fair. It normally would have been.
No.
But we have to do things differently. But I love how our fair still had the 4-H. Program that ran through that.
Okay.
Yeah, they still, I mean, so we can't always do everything.
Everything, but
we can
things.
Still move forward.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, Dana, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. I'm so excited you came right after Tim. That was so
God is
timely.
Good. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending Dana and clearing up some things for us.
Good.
You know, my listeners and myself, because a lot of people want trying to say, oh, they cheated and all that, but it's it's harder.
We have a very our system is good.
foolproof, and it's solid. Almost,
there's no way you can cheat. I don't see it, and I've been doing it for years, so there's no way you can cheat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when they say, let me say this real quick, they say about, you know, they got dead people voting.
I heard that.
I have no idea how that's even possible.
How did they even get up to go?
I have no idea how that's even possible. So,
I heard that getting dressed this morning. What? What are you saying?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Look at all the checks you sent out to dead people that had passed away. Those stimulus checks. What happened to that money?
That's a whole nother conversation.
See what I'm saying?
Talk about the stimulus checks.
Right. And they were saying that a lot went to people who had passed away. Well, so what happened to that money?
They need to give it back. Trust me. They're going to have to give it back.
Oh, yeah. And they should.
They'll come and get their money.
Yes. Yes, they will. And they should. They should.
Yes.
Well, next time, hopefully, we can do the entire show. I know you're a busy woman.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the time that you gave us today.
Always a pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Anytime,
Dana. All right, Ms. Linda.
All right. Keep me posted on next year, January.
I will.
Martin Luther King breakfast. And
yes, ma'am.
Well, we're not having a Martin Luther King breakfast, but there was going to be something on a webinar.
We're trying to work on having a program.
Good.
But it may be virtual.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We gotta do something.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's available.
Because yes.
There was a time when that wasn't even available to people.
Technology is something else.
I don't know
how it worked, but I sure will use my resources.
Right.
I'm black because I don't know how to. I didn't know what a webinar was. Okay. Let me stop. I gotta go.
I didn't either. The Zoom meetings. You know, we've been meeting on those Zoom meetings and everything.
That's all new to me.
Yeah.
That stuff is so new to me.
Yeah.
But I'm learning.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
You be careful and God bless.
God bless you too.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Dana Booker. Yes. Boy, God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? He wanted all this to be live out there.
Yes.
So people can understand what's going on in our day and time today. Like I said, Dana Booker was my guest this afternoon, and Tim Combs was my guest this morning. He is our political analyst, and not only that, this man is a historian, okay? He is an historian. So I really didn't finish opening up like I usually do. Once again, my name is Linda Sims. The name of this program is called A Voice of a People, and this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio, okay? We have the option for you to download free app called TuneIn and then search WWGH. Anytime you want to call in and ask my guest questions or myself, please call 740-383-9944. Those who support this program, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Mirren, Ohio, 740-382-8552, whom I saw earlier today because he supports my show. Chappie's Hydraulic. We didn't have time to talk about the election, else I would still be there, okay? So we just said we'll leave that for another day, okay? We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Mirren, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. So right now, they will be having free produce November. Let me go there really, really quick. I think it's the 21st. Yeah, November the 21st. Free produce. It starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. So if you're interested or in need of free produce, please take advantage of that opportunity at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, November the 21st, from the hour of 12 noon until 2 p.m., okay? We still send our love to Pastor Jackie Peterson and her family, okay? Just keep them up in prayer. Pray for my family. We're going through some things also. Those of you who may be prayer warriors out there, please lift up my family in prayer. I would appreciate it so very, very much. And it is an unspoken request. Thank you. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. Now, I like to open up my show with a thought for today, but since Dana Booker could not stay for the entire show, I told her I would give her my time and I would go ahead and give this at the end of the show. Okay, it's titled Giving is Receiving. You know, in the Bible it says it's better to give than to receive, and sometimes we wonder how is that. Okay, because you know, we will always want somebody giving us something, but I've always looked at it like this, and maybe you know, the Lord placed this on my heart that those who give have an are blessed to give, because if you had nothing to give, how would that be a blessing if you're always in need? And that's how I always looked at that. Now, this is saying giving is receiving. We live in a time of take, take, take. Something for nothing. Buy one, get one free. We just bought a roast at Kroger's. Buy one, get one free. And they were big, fat, juicy roast. Excuse me. But they were like $30 roast, okay? Now, let me finish this. The truth of the matter is that simply by giving, I will receive all that I need. Giving is receiving. So we look at the where they're getting that from, okay? The truth of the matter is that simply by giving, I will receive all that I need. It's going to come back to me. It's going to come back. So this is what they're saying. Today, let me find a way to give unconditionally and with love. Give a smile. Give a word of appreciation. Give a thought of good wishes. Give your cooperation for a task. Make today a day of giving, and tomorrow you will receive the fruits. Give and it will be given back to you. Pressed down, running together, and running over. That's what the scripture says, right? Let me see if I can't pull that scripture up for us so we can read that. Okay. Scripture, pressed down, running over, shall men give into your bosoms. Okay, here it comes up.
According to Forbes, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom.
For with the same measure that ye meet with, it shall be measured to you. Have you ever heard that or read that before in your Bibles? All right. So that's how it goes. Give and it shall be given unto you. So what they're saying is giving is receiving. Wow. So that's a different way for you to look at it. You're going to get it back somehow, some way. But the Bible says men shall give into your bosom. Of course, God used men on this earth to do his task, things that he wants done. He used men and women to bring it to fruition. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that? That's just like God, just like he used Moses to liberate the people of Israel. He opened up the entire Red Sea and those people crossed over on dry land and drowned the Egyptian army, which was a vast army, Pharaoh's army. He did that too. You know, God did those. He did that. So marvelous is his works, you know. And Moses says, who is like you among the gods? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders. Wonders is miracle after miracle after miracle. And that's after he had sent 10 different plagues upon Egypt, the Pharaoh of Egypt, because see, Pharaoh was a god. He considered himself a god. He was the most highest thing that he could think of as far as being a god, and he fashioned himself as so. Pharaoh was a god. And so God told Moses, you will be like a god unto Pharaoh and unto your brother Aaron. Who can appoint you to be a god, a small g, under the administration of the big G? Only the big G could do that. Only God himself could do that. Could you imagine being Moses? Oh, he had a heavy task to complete. And he dealt with a stiff-necked people who always complained. Nothing was ever right for them. They were hungry. They got bread. It wasn't good enough. They got tired of bread. They wanted meat. Can we have meat? God sent them meat, right? Water. This water is bitter. So he gave them water. Water, water, water. But they so vexed Moses' spirit by their dissatisfaction that they were, I guess, responsible in a way for Moses not making it to the promised land. We do not want to be those type of people. We want to see God in everything that happens, everything that goes down. God said, you know, you do well when you begin to see me in everything. He has a part in everything. He sits high and he looks low upon the inhabitants of the earth. He sees everything. Nothing gets by him. He is not surprised by the election this term or the election of 2016. When our present president that is sitting in Washington, D.C. now, he wasn't surprised by what happened. He's not surprised by what happened this election. God is God, and we are his people. Okay? And he knows things we don't know. And understand this, which is something I read in my devotion this morning. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. And he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways much higher than your thoughts. So we can't think like God. We can't reach the altitude that he is, or the altitude that he, the way he thinks. We can't reach that. We can't. It's too high for us. We can't attain it. Like David said, we can't attain God. We can't attain how he thinks. And who counsels him? We don't counsel God. Do you know who counsels him and tells him what he should do, what he shouldn't do? Oh, don't do that, you know. Oh, don't do this, Lord. Please don't do that. And who gave you permission, Lord, to take my mama, to take my dad? God doesn't operate like that. He is sovereign. He is Lord. He is master and ruler of each and every one of us. Because if it had not been for Jesus and what he has done for each and every one of us, we wouldn't even be here today. If he had not died for us, could you imagine what this world would be like? And we're already complaining and always complaining about, it's just not right. It's just not, you know, they're cheating. They're doing this. They're doing that. You know, let us be thankful that we were able to get up this morning, that God even called our name to rise up out that bed and give you strength to put your feet on that floor. And not only that, strength to stand up and walk, go to your bathroom, go to your kitchen, get in your car and drive. Wow. He's an awesome God, and he is worthy of all the honor and all the praise. No matter what happens, no matter what goes on, he is worthy. He is worthy. He's still on the throne. You cannot dethrone him. Try it and see if you can move him off his throne. Can't do it, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of all gods. Okay? He's over all and over everybody. But when I thought about cars, being able to get in your car and drive, I went to get my car washed. I think it hadn't been washed in maybe almost 2 weeks, and it was filthy and had to go. I said, Lord, leave me a spot in the line so I get there right. I'm the fifth car. Wow. I sat there an hour and a half turning my car off. Well, you know, the radio's like automatic. It stays on at least 15 minutes after the car is off, and it plays, you know, and then it turns off automatically. So about time I got up for my car to be washed and for me to drive it through, guess what? My battery died. I'm sitting there, my guy's motioning me to come on through so I can get my car washed, and my car would not start. Can you believe that? Have you ever had that experience? And this guy says, oh, she needs a jump. Her battery died on her. Some guy came with this handheld gadget and he said, pop the hood. I popped the hood, right? And he attaches it to my battery, and voila, he said, try it again. And it cranked up. Wow. And in the meantime, there was a car that caught on fire at the gas pump, which is almost attached to where I was. Caught on fire, caught the gas station on fire. And guess what? If it had blew up, I might not have been here today. So let's give God praise and let's give him glory and thank him that I was spared, and the many other people on that block were spared. That could have been a tragic. God bless. Till next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.